All right, guys, thanks for coming out today. This is the announcement you've been waiting for. We're making it official today, the move. And we've got our Riverhawks CEO, Kurt Carlson, our co-owner and director of baseball operations, Dave Soracki, Clark Griffith, he's the commissioner of the Northern League, and also our general manager, Josh Hollerud. And we'll start off with Dave Soracki.
Thanks for coming, guys. We appreciate it. This is a great opportunity for us, and we really feel honored that the Northern League would accept us as another member in their league. They're looked upon as one of the most prestigious professional baseball leagues in the country. They're one of the oldest, if not the oldest. They have tremendous facilities, tremendous organization. We, as an ownership group, talked about this move for a couple of years with the Frontier League. They didn't express a real interest in it. It works so well for us for a couple of reasons. One of them, obviously, is geography, because we have, with the onset of the new Zion Ball Club, Schaumburg, Joliet, Gary, and ourselves, we have five teams within 100 miles of each other. Fargo, Winnipeg, and Kansas City are the other franchises involved. All of them outstanding in terms of their facilities, their reputation. We will be one of the small market teams, so to speak, in the Northern League. Other stadiums in the league dwarf ours, but we expect to work real hard to become very competitive on the field. Another reason we looked at this move is that we always look to upgrade our product for our customer. And if you're in business, that's one of the key components to long-term success. And one of the products we sell is baseball. We sell the facility, we sell entertainment, we sell music and hot dogs and giveaways and between games entertainment, but we also sell baseball. And we want to sell the highest level of baseball that we could possibly sell, and the Northern League gives us that ability. So we're thankful to the Northern League. We were appreciative of the Frontier League, who we were a member of for the last 8 years. They've been a good partner for us. We just felt that we could better our customer base, our advertising, our media exposure, and basically give a better product. And when you are in business, you always want to do that if possible. So that's the principal reasons for this move. Establishing ourselves with the Northern League, we feel, gives us greater identity, and we're certainly happy that Mr. Griffith could come here today, who is the president of the president commissioner, or is just commissioner?
Commissioner.
Commissioner of the Northern League. And any questions you guys might have, I'll take those. Otherwise, I'll introduce Mr. Griffith.
Will the fans really, they immediately notice the difference in play?
Yes, because the players that typically you'll find in the Northern League are double and triple A level guys. Some of the franchises, as I'm sure Mr. Griffith will enunciate, have ex-major league players on their roster. The model here will be a mixture of young and old. It also gives us an opportunity to keep players. Nobody ages out of this league. We've had some players who developed identity in the community, and as soon as they got to be 27, they had to move on, even though we, as a franchise, would have loved to have kept them. And they had great identity with the community. They were very proactive in charity works, and certainly we're looking to bring back one or two of those guys with our present ability in the 2010 season. Anything else?
Do you foresee having to make any changes in the ballpark?
Well, we have to obviously, every year we try to upgrade the ballpark. I mean, this year Kurt put in a miniature train ride. He plans to do some additional entertainment venues with additional rides, making it more kiddie-land operative. We want to improve our clubhouse. We have an outstanding playing facility in terms of the playing surface right now. We've got AA standard lights. We've got excellent parking. You know, we have a very fan-friendly ballpark. It isn't on the magnitude of some of the other facilities in this league because they have, I mean, our facility cost a lot less to build because of the economic revenue streams that we could manage in this town. You know, we built, when I say we, Kurt primarily built the ballpark with private money. There was no state, county, state, federal money that came into this. It was strictly Riverhawk money. And obviously for us, it's a day-to-day venture to work hard to keep that revenue source coming and improve our product both on the field and as a facility.
And I don't know if the different leagues have different rights to certain players, but will you still own, like, say, Jason James rights or the guys who are on this year's team? Do those rights transfer over?
We have a contract. It's a Frontier League contract, but the contract is made between the player and the ball club. So it's we own the rights of the players, and in the Frontier League contracts, as in most professional contracts, you have a one-year rollover. So when you sign on for the 09 season, we automatically can renew for the 10 season. And so in certain cases, we will do that. We have a little higher salary cap in the Northern League as well. They have a little higher model because they attract a little higher level, not a little higher level, many times a much higher level of player. And those players are paid more money. So, you know, we've upgraded in every manner with this move.
How long has this process been kind of going on to make this move? How long has this been in the works?
Well, you know, I initially had discussions with the Frontier League about the possibility of looking at discussions for a merger. When that didn't occur, I know that Kurt had some discussions at the end of last year with one of the owners. Ultimately, this spring it was renewed in terms of conversation, and ultimately by the middle of July, we managed to finalize the contract with them. So I would say it's been going on for about 3 years, for the last 10 or 11 months, very strongly.
Did the Northern League court the Riverhawks, or was it the other way around?
It was mutual, I want to say. I mean,
mutual affair.
Yeah, I think we recognized what they had. They felt we were going to be a good partner for them. And in business, that's what you ideally look for, is a partnership where both sides can give something back to each other. Anything else? Otherwise, I'll introduce Mr. Griffith. Or Kurt.
Save the best for last.
Yeah. I want to thank all of you for coming out. A lot of you may not realize it, but going back to when the Cubbies were here many years ago, when the Chicago Cubs, actually the Chicago Tribune, chose to sell their minor league franchises after the major league strike, the Cubbies left. And at that point, I began conversations with the Northern League. But they were a little bit out of our reach back then, as Dave said, a little bit too big for the stadium we had and so forth. So I knew someday we had to build a nice stadium that could attract teams in a league like the Northern League, and we did that. We've had 8 wonderful years with the Frontier League and just a tremendous relationship. And there have been talks, going back since I became a member of the directors on the league, the Frontier League, going back 3 years, as Dave said. I've been involved for 2 of those 3 years, and we have been talking about some kind of a merger. We just haven't been able to work it out. And in this situation, we're looking at a number of things that Dave mentioned, but, you know, for 13 years I was involved with the Rockford Lightning, our CBA basketball team, and one of the strongest items we had, 2 of the strongest things we had with the CBA team were, number one, we had a couple of teams that were within a couple hours of here, and we created rivalries. And our fans just ate that up, and they loved it. We had buses going up to La Crosse and down to the Quad Cities, and it really got a lot of interest. The other item that Dave touched on that really brought a lot of fan interest from Rockford was we really created some franchise players here in Rockford. These were players that liked the city of Rockford, wanted to stay here, live here, and continue to play ball here, unless, of course, they made it up to the big leagues. But we really had some great players who played here for many years. And, of course, for the Frontier League, we didn't have that option. That was another item that not only myself but other owners tried to make some changes but were unable to. But you got to remember there's other good reasons that the Frontier League has, I think, of being a developmental league. And so they went that direction, and we've gone ours. As far as the ballpark's concerned, we are going to continue to upgrade it. We've got a lot of great ideas. If you've ever been up to Madison, you see a lot of decks around the field. We started our diamond deck this year, and then we're going to add probably, I would say, at least one, maybe two decks next year, specialty areas for groups. I think group sales is one of the key items for us to survive as a good business plan here in Rockford. The other item is corporate sales, and that's another good reason why we're going ahead into the Northern League. With four teams in Chicago in the league, we have an opportunity to do more selling of corporate sales into the Chicago area, and I think that's something we need. You know, as Dave mentioned, years ago when we started this operation to build a new stadium, we had promises for low interest bonds, government help, but it never came for various reasons. I know when we built our stadium, we were promised a $5 million low interest loan, and instead Marion, Illinois got a $5 million grant to build their stadium, and we got nothing. So we've had to do it all on our own, and it's tough. You know, it's a tough market. Rockford, the fans are supporting us, and we've got to keep that going. And we've got to keep our advertising going and our groups going, and we intend to do that. And so this is a move not only to improve the quality of baseball, but it's a move to strengthen us too, so we can be in business here in Rockford for the long term. One item I want to bring up before I bring Clark on board here. We're going to be looking, you know, we only have now three investors in our team. Dave, myself, and one other, Dave's partner. When I was with the CBA Rockford Lightning, geez, we had 10 investors, and we need more investors. We need to get some of our people in the community that have money to invest. It's going to be a great investment for them. We need to get more people in the community involved in the ownership of the Rockford Riverhawks, and we're going to be working on that this winter. And I think with the Northern League, we've really got a great investment to offer them. Clark will be our next speaker. As Dave said, he's the commissioner of the Northern League. And I don't have Clark's resume in front of me, but he's quite a guy. He comes from a tremendous family, goes back generations in baseball. His grandfather was one of the owners of the Washington Senators.
Pitcher for the Cubs,
and just a great history. And Clark is more important for us now, as he's also a great commissioner, and we look forward to working with him. Clark? Yes, sir.
Greetings. This is my first trip to Rockford. It's a very pleasant place to be, especially now that you're in the Northern League. As you've noticed now, the days are a little brighter, and the people are happier, and they walk with increased gait down the streets. The Northern League is a league of eight teams. We are generally described as being AA or equivalent or higher. We have players that have moved from the Northern League in 2007 to the starting rotation of the Toronto Blue Jays in 2008. And that's a pretty dramatic jump. That's an indication of the quality of our players. We take our baseball very, very seriously, and I want you guys to know that its competition in the Northern League is vicious. The owners like to win, and will do everything they can to do so. We try to control their situation by maintaining competitive balance throughout the league, and I look forward to coming here to watch Rockford. The Riverhawks play against our assembled teams. We have one fish, a Goldeye. We have another hawk, a Red Hawk. We have Railcats, Flyers, Jackhammers, and my God, my favorite dinner, a T-bone. So welcome to, and a fielder now in Zion. So welcome to the Northern League Rockford. It's my pleasure to be here. And Kurt, if you'd come forward, I'd like to present to you your very first official Northern League baseball.
Thank you,
Park. Very much.
It's an honor.
Okay.
Yes, an honor. Sir.
Nice
appreciate
to have
it.
You here. Okay.
Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions?
You don't have too many teams in the league right now. How aggressively are you trying to attract some other cities?
Well, we have eight.
Excuse me?
We have eight right now. It's a pretty good sized league. We actually have managed the league to for success, and we actually let some teams go. And some teams moved from Alberta to the Golden League. We cut down to six. The six were characterized by having excellent stadiums, excellent ownership, and good markets, and the demonstrated ability to put quality baseball on the field. And that's what we want. We think that Rockford joins that group because the owners here have the same capacity, as does the owners in Zion. We will expand by two more teams, I assume, by 2011. And after that, we don't know. I think 12 is as many as we want to go to. But again, we want good stadiums, good markets, and good owners. We want all three components in place. And we want the owners to be committed to putting on top flight baseball exhibitions in their markets. And that's what will be going on here in the very near future.
There are a lot of other independent leagues. Is the Northern League the best league?
It's the top two leagues in independent baseball are the Northern League and the Atlantic League. The Atlantic League has a much longer season. It's 150 games approximately. They play in large markets on the East Coast, and they have a higher, pardon me, a higher salary cap. I think in terms of quality of play, they're almost indistinguishable, those two. Below those, they're the league's, there is a diminished quality of play below those two in the American Association. Can-Am and Frontier, there's a lesser expectation of quality. I have something in my throat here. Pardon me. Hope I'm not allergic to something around here. Okay. Any other questions? You let me off easy. Well, I'm off to the ballpark. Anybody want to come out and take a tour? That'd be just perfect. I'd like to look around. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you all for coming out.
Appreciate it.
Guys, if you're interested in the logo, we should be able to get it to you when we release it, so we get back to the office.
Okay.
Yeah, we should autograph
it. Yes. My name is Scott Lubber. I'm from the ABC affiliate here in town.
Okay, nice support. Good town.
I mean, not hardly, but is it Clark, C-L-A-R-K?
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right. What was your grandfather's name?
Clark.
Okay. No relation to Calvin? Group?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that's your father.
Yeah.
Okay, he was with the twins, right?
Uh-huh.
Only the twins, right? Okay. Said it was your grandfather who also owned the Senate. Okay. So did you hold any other positions with the Twins organization?
Many.
Many? Okay. Mark was telling us some of these.
He's
telling you that.
You have to do it every day.
It sounds like my day.
Okay. My bio's on the website.
Okay, I'll check it out.